12th of March, 2012.
I join with you this time. There is just a little uneasiness which I will help to clear for you.
Thank you.
We welcome the lady who joins with us this time.
Okay.
Yes, Simon.
We feel your worries, and I wish to say to you do not allow them to weigh you down. Because, my dear friend, you have come so far. Spirit comes close to you at all times in your daily existence. So we wish you to know that always there is someone by your side.
Okay.
Someone who will listen. Someone who will uplift. Someone who will surround you with much love.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it is time to tell you this, in order that you may grow stronger as each day passes. Sometimes, my dear friend, you worry unnecessarily, and we are aware of this. So take this advice as part of knowing that we love you and we will always help you. And that is all I have to say this time.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
We know.
I am aware of you, of the presence all the time.
Good.
But.
Yes.
Is that big but?
Yes. Always a but. Do not worry. You have grown much in these past years.
I know.
Yes, you know.
Yeah.
We know. But still, doubts creep in. Yes.
When you say doubts creep in, yes. You mean my own fears?
Yes.
Okay, get in the way.
Yes. You do not doubt us.
No.
No, we understand. But sometimes you doubt yourself. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think it's because I'm not quite sure whether I'm doing the right thing or not.
Yes. It is part of the human condition. But you are getting there with our help. Now, friends, if you have any questions this time, I will be happy to answer some. Do we have questions?
Recently, a light worker, a channeler called Peter Froud,
yes,
has passed over, and I've taken on some responsibilities since then. Any message that you pick up or about that?
You mean from your friend?
Yeah, from Peter, yeah.
Yes. No, he is not ready to give you this information. But I can tell you there will be communication when the time is right for him. I do feel, my friend, that you may feel a little overwhelmed at times because of the extra load that you carry.
Mm.
But ask for help at all times. Because, as you know, spirit is around you at all times. You know this. There is no need for me to be telling you this. But I would suggest that you just be a little more patient. Things will work out well. So, do not be afraid.
Thanks.
With regard to your friend Peter, I am telling you of the name of John, which would have some significance in his life here.
Yeah, I think I know
one. Yes, yes. I think that there could be the offer of some help for this gentleman.
He certainly needs it.
Yes, and I feel you might be the momentum for that help. You understand?
Try. Yes. Yeah, I've tried for many years to help him, yeah.
Yes. But he is at the point where he is now ready to accept that help. You understand?
Mm.
Try. Continue to try. He is more open now. And I feel it is because of the loss of this one you call Peter.
Mm.
Yes. Do we have any more questions?
Just a minute, have it, Diana. Do we have any questions?
Well, my main concern is my mother,
yes,
who's really
know.
Suffering and wants to die.
Yes.
So that's my main concern, really.
Yes.
Is there anything you can enlighten me with or show me a way of helping her more than I'm doing?
Yes. That is why we began this evening with a little restlessness. I hoped you would speak out, because Not only does your mother need some upliftment, but also those who are around her on a daily basis.
Yeah.
But we are aware, and because you have now voiced words for help, we can begin to help her.
Thank you.
So often people wish to, as you say, die, and I prefer to say come home. It is their fear. And we have spoken much within this group about fear. There are two aspects of life, love and fear. And what happens when people wish to die, we will use that word for convenience, it is their fear that overcomes them. And the mind becomes muddled, and all kinds of things happen within that thinking. Your mother is indeed disturbed at this time, but I will, my dear friend, try to help in any way that we can.
Thank you.
At least to try to calm those fears would indeed be a big step for her. You too must learn just to stay calm when you are with her, because she is able unconsciously to feed from your own fear.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I do.
Yes, so what I would suggest for you, my dear friend, is that you remain calm at all times when you are with your mother.
Okay.
Yes. You have been aware of blue light at some time.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That is spirit with your mother.
Mm.
Yeah. Feed into that beautiful blue light and you will feel the peace and the calm descend upon you both.
Okay.
Are you happy with that answer?
I'm very happy, thank you so much.
There's another person in the news at the moment, actually, who's got what's called locked-in syndrome.
Yeah.
His brain works, but nothing else does. And he's going to court because he wants to die. He wants the doctors to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
That's also his fear.
Yes. Oh, we have spoken many times, my dear friends, about this subject, and never is it right to take a life before the earthly time is up.
Mm.
I can never condone or say to you that it is right, because I know it is not. And it is not good for the spirit to take their own lives and shorten their time that should be spent upon this earth to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And although because of your human emotions you find these occasions so difficult, it is understandable, but you have reached a point, my dear friends, when your understanding is greater than physical need. And I ask again that you try to understand and look to the fuller picture of life. You have to, if you are to be able to understand why that decision of not taking a life is the correct one. Do you understand?
Mm. Yes, thank you.
I'm very mindful of what you said to me, Salimut, a couple of months ago, which was regarding animals, that it was also against universal law,
yes,
to put an animal down.
Yes.
And as you know, I'm in a situation at the moment that can be quite difficult at times.
Yes.
And I think we're actually able to communicate a lot better than we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm asking him to go in his own time. And the vet that I took him to, they're still very keen that, like she said to me, it's not quite the time yet, but when the time's right, I will let you know. I don't want to put him down. I want him to go on his own. Is there any advice that you can give me apart from keep talking to him to help him on his way in his own time?
You cannot do more, my dear friend. I know it is difficult, and the love that you feel for your animals is as great as the love you feel for another human being.
Mm-hmm.
We know and we fully understand. But still I have to say, it is the right thing to do. You do not have that right to end another person or an animal's life before their lifespan is completed. Therefore, I say, continue to speak with the animal, and if you are together in that thinking, the animal will slip quietly away. And I know that you are torn by the advice that has been given. And I have said to you on many occasions
that it's wrong.
It is wrong,
yeah.
But it is always looked upon as if
the right thing to do. That's what people tell you, it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
But it doesn't sit right with me at all.
No, I know. And that is the dilemma that you have when you have knowledge.
Mm. Yeah.
Yes, this is a far cry from rearing animals, farming animals for food.
Yes.
This makes slaughterhouses very wrong.
Yes. There is so much we could say and speak about these conditions.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you the truth, and that is that to take another's life or an animal's life before their time is here is wrong.
Mm.
But of course it would be looked upon, because people do it what they feel is from love.
Mm.
It is not. It is done because they cannot bear to worry about the person or the animal.
I found this time round I'm doing the complete opposite to what I did with the last one. I'm worrying more about not putting him down, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to put him down. I'm not going to put him down. But I'm wondering if he's hanging on for us as much.
Because unconsciously he is picking up, you do not really want him to go.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
I've given him permission.
And again, you see, it is a selfish reason.
Mm. Yeah.
And I know people will say, how can it be selfish? I do not want the animal to suffer. If you loved your animal and you gave it permission to go, that animal would slip away quietly.
I have verbally given him permission on lots of occasions.
You cannot do more.
No. It's now down to him. He knows that that's what I feel.
Yes. But so many without this knowledge do it because they say they love their animals and they do not want them to suffer.
Mm.
When in fact what they really are saying is, I do not want to suffer.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
You understand?
Yeah, it's a real learning bond, because it is purely like an elderly person looking after an elderly person. It's exactly the same.
Yes. Yeah.
And you need patience and tolerance and understanding. And he is so trusting. He's put every ounce of his trust in me.
That is because the animal loves you.
Mm.
Yeah, reciprocate that love.
I've never seen an animal be that trusting before. He's just, it's just pure trust, yes, which is pure love. Yeah. I sense that.
Try to help him over with your love.
Yeah.
You can do it. But unfortunately, human feelings and emotions replace the sense of the truth.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Actually, my friend also did the same thing with her mother. She sort of gave her mother permission to go.
Mm.
Yeah, because she loved her mother very much, but she didn't want her mother to suffer anymore. And although she could see in herself that she was clinging on to her mother, so she went to the church because she likes to go to church, and she just said a prayer to, you know, that let her mother be taken if it was her time, and she was releasing herself from the bond, really, in doing that.
Yeah.
But it just reminded me of that. When you,
And to ask for help, of course, allows us to come closer and to help.
Mm.
Yes.
Could I ask the question, please?
Yes, of course.
I came over to England from New Zealand to help my mother a few years ago, and I had an elderly cat
who
I loved so much, and she had cancer of the eye, and the people who were looking after her said that she'd reached a stage that she really needed to be put down, and with me being over here, I found it very difficult, heartbreaking, and so I actually gave my permission, which I can see was wrong. Do you think that she will forgive me for that?
Let me say, at the time it happened, it was not wrong for you.
No.
If you did not have the knowledge of it being wrong, you therefore allowed it to take place from love that you thought.
Yes.
It is only when you have the knowledge that it is wrong can you then say, I have done wrong. Do you understand?
I do, but I did have the knowledge. It's just that
you did have
so many
knowledge.
Miles away, I just didn't know what to do, but I knew it was wrong.
Yes. You see, instinctively, people do know it is wrong. But of course, your pet will have forgiven you.
Thank you.
There will be that love bond always, if there was true love.
I loved her as much as my own children.
Yes. Yes, do not be concerned about that.
Mm.
Yes.
Thank you.
It is like so often when people part on bad terms, as you call it, and they worry that the person gone will never forgive them. Mm. Do not be concerned. Mm. Their view changes in spirit, mm. and they see the wider picture.
Mm.
I have always told you all, on many occasions, to try to look at the wider picture.
Mm. Sadie, could I ask a question?
I will take one more, yes.
Yeah. Graham's father passed to spirit not long ago, and I just wondered if you can say if he's adjusted well. Cyril, if he passed over easily. Cyril Martin.
Yes. He was met by a gentleman, by his grandfather.
Ah, that's good.
But, yes. No, this gentleman is fine.
Good.
And again, the opportunity will come at some point where he will wish to communicate with you.
Oh, good.
Yes. This gentleman is okay.
Oh, good. Yes. It's nice to know. Thank you.
And while we're on this subject, there was one Jim who sat with us and passed to spirit 3 years ago. And Eileen, your instrument, received the message from Jim saying hello and I'm okay. I felt that was most reassuring that Jim managed to get that message through.
Yes.
And any comment on that?
Only that it is quite normal to want people you have loved or been in association with to know that everything is fine and that they are okay, as you say. No, the opportunity arises for each soul to communicate. Not all take it. That is why sometimes you hear people say, but I have heard nothing. It is not always that they don't want to communicate, but rather that they are not too bothered by it and will choose their own time to return. You know, my dear friends, that most people pass to spirit quite easily.
And I suppose once if they pass easily, they're then happy over there.
Yes.
And they perhaps forget a little bit the human frailties where those left behind would like to hear.
Yes, they do not forget so easily, and they are close to the earth plane for quite some time. But yes, they do have other things to occupy their minds, if you like.
Sorry, Matt. There was one question sent in by our dear friend William. Would you prefer to leave that till next time? On quite a different topic.
I will take it now and then I must leave you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, he says that on the internet there is much information about spaceships travelling around the earth. They will soon make themselves known, and the governments of the world know about this, but are remaining quiet at the present time. And he says simply, would you care to comment on this?
I would simply like to say, what is new?
I quite understand.
Of course, the time will come when it cannot be denied, and many people do know more than perhaps they would say. But this has been knowledge for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm. I think the difference today is that it is actually spoken, published on the internet.
Yes. That is a way of communicating that passes information so much more quickly. Mm. Yes, so therefore knowledge will become known as time continues. So, but I will leave you with that what is new, because that saves me many words.
Yes. Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you.
And now, as I leave you, I would like you, my dear friends, to know that there are many around you this evening. And some of you, we would like to try to use for clairvoyance. Might I suggest you pick another within the room and see what information you can get?
You mean from each other?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Pick one other person. You may be surprised. But as always, my dear friends, I leave you cloaked in my love. I leave you with upliftment, with hope and with joy. And I look forward to our being together another time.
We shall certainly look forward to that ourselves.
Thank you very much for coming.
We then sat in silence.